evening. This is Scottish call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the first quarter 2015 results from Astaldi. I would like to remind you of the fact that all participants are on listening mode. After the initial presentation, we're going to have the opportunity to ask questions. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, please dial star followed by zero. I'd like now to leave the floor to Mr. Stefano Ceri, CEO of Astaldi. Mr. Ceri, you have the floor. Good afternoon to all of you. Let's start our presentation on page 3 of the slides you've received. As you can notice, it's a bit reversed. First, we included the commercial aspects, the aspects relating to the trend, so that we can have a comment on the development and development of our project. You see that the order backlog is approximately 28 billion, so slightly less than 28 billion. It's half of it concessions and half of it is construction. And you see that construction, which is the part which gives us the revenues, you see how it is split in geographical terms, quite surprisingly so. Italy, which represents 45% in terms of order backlog, for two reasons. First of all, because it has a turnover which is slightly slower than the rest of the world, and also because of the recent acquisitions which have increased our order backlog, which is approximately 5 or 6 billion euros. I'm talking about the overall, the total backlog, which represents both the commercial and productive efforts of our company. Rest of Europe, 25%, Americas, 26%, and only Middle East is only 4%. Just to say that the board has opened the Indonesian branch office. We are receiving good news from that country. We are about to acquire projects. We have an interest in Indonesia and in Vietnam. And Vietnam is a little bit slower, while Indonesia is a little bit giving good news on the right-hand side of the slide, what we've seen changing over the years. The activity structure of our group has changed, which is increasingly moving towards other countries. We've given this value to investment-grade countries, those countries which are slightly more advanced versus the previous business models in the previous planning cycles, where there were more emerging countries representing 43%, while today they represent 6%, and are basically represented by Algeria, mainly in terms of activity. If we move on with this type of theme, we've recorded good success in various parts of the world, Italy included. As I said before, first and foremost, Chile. The concession for the construction, for build, operate, the concession for the Santiago's airport in order to increase the passenger capacity from 30 to 45 million passengers. You know that our participation was more connected to the interest in terms of construction. As far as the operation is concerned, we acquired 15% of the project companies. It's the first cooperation that we have from the Vinci Group from operational viewpoint. We've had the same type of approach. We've seen that we share the same vision in tackling the problems and dealing with the problems without difficulties. And this has been an important step in our development model, the ability to cooperate with many of the various operators in the world. Poland, that's a pretty good success also in terms of the image reputation of our group, because we succeeded in delivering Subway Line 2 in Warsaw on time with very good profitability, very good EBITDA for our statements, and we've opened further an additional positive window from a commercial viewpoint because we're expecting important opportunities to be offered to us, in particular in the transportation sector in Poland. Turkey, it's the main foreign country. We are present, we've been investing, and we've decided to invest also in terms of concessions. The picture, which a little bit obsolete, it says May 2015, but actually we are much ahead in terms of completion of works. We're talking about the third bridge, but it's a kind of limiting to talk about a bridge. We are talking about a highway. It's about 110 kilometers, which is going to completely change the traffic in and out, and it actually, apart from being a third bridge, it's a highway, and built in a very short period of time and repaid through the project finance model, through the availability fee. In Italy, something is moving faster than in the past. We have acquired 700 million in the first quarter, 500 of them related to the contract Quadrilatero Marche Umbria. We've acquired from the proceeds of a company, the residual portfolio relating to the improvement of the horizontal road system between Umbria and Marche. You know that Italy has a feature, the road system, both in terms of roads and highways, is more on a longitudinal axis rather than crossing. There are only three or four systems which cross Italy from east to west, or vice versa, and one of them is this Quadrilatero. We've also acquired additional 200 million, the average value, which is 50, 60 million each of new orders in times when the commercial side in Italy has been in a stalemate situation, and we were able to carry out smaller contracts either through the controlled company Busio or through the name Astaldi. And we realized that we're very competitive also in terms of costs. It's a sector we can continue to look at, and we use it as completion of our production capacity, as a complementary to our production capacity, certainly not as our main activity. It would be much easier to split central costs on much bigger projects of bigger unit costs rather than smaller projects. The average value of the works, including our backlog, it's approximately 400 or 500 million. So this represents a further opportunity for developing our production capacity. Clearly, we have not only commercial successes, but we also have execution successes or completion successes. We are delivering on time. We have delivered line five of Milan subway on time. You remember that in 2012, 2013, we're talking about our receivables by the municipality of Rome when we supported this project. Today, the people living in Milan can use the subway also thanks to our approach and our way of tackling the problems. The same is true for line C of the Rome Metropolitan Subway, which was negatively mentioned or hit the headlines. And then what they said is positively the only work which was managed, operated, delivered on time, discussed all the discussions. We went on and on, and despite the project company still needs to receive a lot of money from the Municipality of Rome, we delivered additional six stations. We are about to complete it. You know that line C of the Rome Metropolitan Subway has further stretches and legs which are being constructed towards San Giovanni and Piazza Venezia. But the contract, which is not yet included in the backlog, includes also the line towards the northern part of Rome, Piazzale Clodio, and so on and so forth. So it's the most important heavy subway for the development of the traffic system in Rome. We think there will be additional developments which are not yet included in a backlog, but which are part and parcel of the contract which we have signed already. The most interesting thing is to see from a financial viewpoint, we were able to complete the merging and aggregation project between the two companies which were working on the line 5 of the Milan subway. We were able to refinance that through bank loan in a project finance system, within which there was room also for a project bond, issuance of project bond equal to 150 million in terms of value, due to in 2035. So because this is the duration of the concession overall, so proving once again that our potentials are not only in terms of execution, but also from a financial as well as engineering viewpoint, and in being able to find the most appropriate solutions for the individual projects. In terms of results, let's come to the results. When the assembly meeting was held at the end of this, a journalist asked me how the first quarter went, and said, "Tough, but in line with the budget, with what budgeted." So we have financial statements which indicates a growth approximately of 10% of revenues for the operating period. You know that there are fluctuations, so comparing 9.2 to 10.5 is meaningless if you just take one quarter, and the stability within which you see there are interest due to bond loans, which have led to an increase in terms of the charges on the average cost or our indebtedness level, and also the increase, the proportional increase of our spending for fees on bank guarantees issued. You see that turnover of group and the value production increases. While if you compare the effect of the net value evaluation of our interest, you see that we've already had an effect in the last quarter of last year. So the valuation of our concession initiatives, we are going to start showing the capital gains that we ascribe to these initiatives that we are going to achieve through the fund operation. The higher profitability level of the invested capital, and this is not consolidated, it's consolidated with the method of equity, net equity. So what is very interesting here is to notice the progressive consolidation of our group, which has a very sound and solid self-financing, which is due to a very rich order backlog, which allows us to further increase our market shares, continuing to experience quite relevant growth rates with interesting EBIT profitability. From the viewpoint of the results, it was also important to stress and highlight the flexibility of our model, which can offset and balance less contributions from an area, which can be, for instance, Italy, thanks to the fact that we are resorting to new commercial activities in areas which are typical for our model, which means that since we have a balance among various geographical areas, and since we are not exposed to particularly in one area, we can considerably decrease the risk profile of our group since we have this offsetting, this balancing. The growth in typical revenues, the group was by 12%, so the increase in revenues. That's why I said the value of revenues tends to increase by 10%. In financial terms, in terms of financial performance, I'm told that on page 13, there has been a reversal of the figures were written in the wrong way. That is March versus the same period in the same quarter,  2014. The net financial position is wrong. It says 1.05 billion. It is actually 1.015 billion. So it is a mistake there. So I start from there. You see that the net financial position is the same, though we grew by 10%, and we continued with investments, which are now going towards the conclusive stage of the investment cycle relating to this concession backlog, because in 2016, the two most important initiatives will go under operation. By the first half of the year, we're going to have Gateway Izmir, and in October, the third Bosphorus Bridge in 2016. This is the reason why in our press communiqué, you say you find that 2015 is a turning point because what we expect in 2016 is the outcome of what has been carried out in 2015. All the activities which are necessary to prepare the operation will be completed by 2015. That's the reason why it represents a very important year from the viewpoint of production capacity. We are absolutely, we have no doubt that this will take place to the point that we have speeded up the construction infrastructural fund because of this reason, in order to try and offset and balance. In the future, on page 14, you'll find these fluctuations, a cyclical trend and development of our net financial position, which is typical of our working capital because it is clear that oscillation fluctuations are the outcome of the production support, the production cycle needed over this period of time with a very brilliant profitability. On the other hand, it required support to keep the necessary production cycles to be in line with the contract, the terms in the contract. So we succeeded in reducing the incidence, the impact of fluctuation from 45, 36. We are now approximately around 27% of fluctuation between one quarter and the other, between the end of the fiscal year and the first quarter of the next year. So we think that by stabilizing the financial structure of the group after the fund operation, basically these financial cycles will no longer take place because basically the trend, though this is not a captive fund, there will be new initiatives by the Astaldi Group, which will finance through the assets of the fund rather than using the company's money. The target of the net financial position is slightly lower than the result we've achieved in this quarter. We think we've reached the peak in this quarter. We'll keep it under control during the remaining part of the year, and it will reach slightly lower values. I would like just to remind you of the fact that out of this debt, approximately 500 million, 460 million, if I'm not mistaken, refer to corporate debt, which is used to pay the equity of project companies. So it's self-liquidating debt, which will be reviewed at the end of the fund operation. We have already started working on redesigning the financial structure in view of the various availability and availability of cash flow after the fund operation. If we move on page 18, we can comment together on the main steps, fundamental steps of this operation, which is under development. November 10th, 2014, we've received a mandate by the board of directors to explore in a concrete way the opportunity to establish a fund. In the first quarter of 2015, we have selected the financial advisors for the company. In the meantime, we have on the fund side, we've worked on the legal experts to establish the fund and to select the placement agent, is the one who is going to place the shares of the fund once the fund has been established. And this will be done with institutional investors like pension funds, family offices, and specialized investors in this sector. And we expect and hope that by 2015, it will be possible to achieve the first closing. The second closing is expected to take place in 2016. It relates to the more mature assets, and you know that these are all the Italian hospital concessions and the Turkish highway concessions and the Chilean concessions, because we have a few of them. It's a fund which will almost exclusively work in the OECD framework in a non-captive way for the development of further initiatives, and it will be run by an independent management team. So the business model of the company is changing. The company is going to be equipped with a tool for the future management of projects which have been giving a lot of benefits to the company, to the group, and this will be even more so in the future. By using the leverage in a healthy way, you create added value for the investors. I think I've completed my part, my presentation. In the appendix, you'll find all the details of the income statements and the financial statements. I have completed my presentation, and in case you have questions, I'm ready to answer them. Thank you.